Welcome back. I'm Lauren Conway, and this is the Upyongo Line. We're about to rejoin Sean Conway as he moderates the second part of the all-candidates debate held last night on September 13th at the Royal Canadian Legion here in Barry's Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, your seats, please. Next round. I just did a check, and I don't believe that Ernie Paplinski, who is a candidate for council, is here. So that means we have 9, not 10. That means that the 9 presenters have 4 minutes each to, and I want to, Helen Ben reminded me of this, and I want to remind everybody here, what we want the council members, council aspirants, to tell us is a bit about their background, the skill set that they would bring to council, and what they see as the top priority that council, the next council, needs to deal with. So now in alphabetical order, the first council aspirant is Helen Ben. Helen?
Thank you. All right. So I'm Helen Ben, and I am a permanent resident since 2017 of Barry's Bay, although we've been coming here for almost 15 years to our off-the-grid place in the Wilno Hills. Definitely a place to call home. So my background is I'm a founding board member and a 10-year volunteer mediator with the Community Conflict Resolution Services of Halton, where we brought peaceful conflict resolution to community through negotiations and agreements between parties wherever possible. I'm a restorative justice practitioner, a family group conference coordinator and mental health first aider, and always focusing on what's best to support the individuals positively moving forward through crisis wherever possible. I'm an International Coaching Federation certified professional life coach, and I have a private practice since 2007 where I assist people to explore alternative perspectives and possibilities as they travel their life's path. I have over 40 years in the child development education field, and I was employed by the Royal Peel District School Board before we came up here in 2017. Excuse me. And I was employed to support students from kindergarten to grade 12 and alternative programs, specifically behavioral and emotional difficulties and challenging behaviors. And I believe this gives me a greater awareness of the challenges our youth face, and especially when conflict situations arise in the communities. And I was a member of the Peel District School Board's Critical Incident Response Team. I'm a professional member of the Canadian Association for Threat Assessment Professionals and the College of Early Childhood Education and the Ontario Association for Child and Youth Care. So currently, I am a founding board member of the Barry's Bay Recreation Committee, which was formed in October the 9th, 2019. And I'm currently chair of that committee at this time. And we're always looking for new volunteers, so chat with me after. I'm on the school council of the Madawaska Valley District High School since 2019 as the community representative, and more recently Sherwood Public School Council too, as I feel it's crucial to engage with our youth, especially as we plan events and activities in the community and offer opportunities for students to, you know, give them volunteer hours in different events for their mandatory hours for school. I do actually have a role as an occasional supply for the Madawaska Valley and Sherwood schools too. And I'm also on the Affordable Housing Association of Ottawa Valley Steering Committee, which is a newly formed group where, with input from the community, we aim to look for solutions to the long-standing need for affordable housing for young people, working families, retirees, and many others in our community. So, top priorities. So I want to see the family traditions continue for future generations to come. That where they want to come back to, where they can stay on their ancestral path of their own free will and choice, on the lands where their ancestors worked so hard to call home, a place where young and old alike have opportunities for affordable homes so that they can stay in the community that they have always called home and thrive, not just survive. I value the established traditions and the culture that we have here, and I acknowledge the growth that this community has recently gone through. This brings new people with new ideas and new traditions from which we can all benefit if we involve these new residents in our current activities and also embrace new ideas that they may bring. I would love to see a great awareness of the cultural heritage and history, whereby newcomers and tourists are welcomed as extended family, who not come to change what is here, but to experience what we have and to make deep, lasting friendships. And develop a greater sense of community togetherness in a place where we really get to know our neighbours again and where we get to join in activities and events within our community for all ages and abilities. I look to create opportunities for community connections, collaborations and collective consciousness where like-minded people can gather with a sense of purpose and belonging and acceptance for who they are and what they have in common as opposed to our differences. I look to connect with each other locally and globally, utilising technology in an affordable, safe, supportive and health-conscious way while maintaining the natural beauty and resources we are surrounded by. The hospital staff, medical teams and healthcare practitioners in our community are an essential service that I fully support for future growth. I think the priorities are the recreation and community development, economic and business growth, exploring any possibility of public transportation, and also a review of bylaws, which some of them need really looking at. How we do this is just being open-minded and collaborating with community partners and our neighbours and friends. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Helen.
Yes.
Our next presenter is Mary Blank. No,
hello, good evening. I want to thank the library for putting on this, sponsoring our event this evening. I want to thank the Lord for turning on the power at the right time so we could meet. And I also want to thank all the candidates for coming out and for putting your name forward to run to represent this wonderful township of the Madawaska Valley. It takes guts, no brains, and a lot of prayers. So good luck to y'all. Leadership through service. That's me. That is me. That's who I have been, and that's who I will forever be. It is my life, and in this campaign, I bring to you my knowledge, my experiences, my talents, although sometimes they're not so hot, and a strong and ethical management record to serve you. I'm a thinker. I'm a talker. I'm a listener. I'm a leader, a negotiator, and I have exemplary communication skills. Just ask my three sons. My roots are firmly planted here. I was born here, raised here with my siblings, my parents. They were community teachers, community leaders. I learned from the womb the importance of every individual in our community. I have worked in community recreation. I have worked with volunteers and as a volunteer on the recreation committees for many years ago, where we built many things and did many things, where the arena was built, the hard work, the effort by so many people in this community. I also was involved with helping with many organizations and individuals, but most important of all, I helped to make you the best people in this province. I see here, through probably being involved in sporting organizations, social clubs. I played or coached many local sports teams right beside you. I coached your children. I played with you. And that's all what the community is about. Previously, I was a counselor in the 1980s. That's a few years ago. And into the 90s, I was the first woman elected in the village of Barry's Bay to council. I was 32 years old, with one child, and during my first term, I was blessed with pregnancy. And at that time, my family was more important than sitting around a council table. My family, the child in my womb, was my life. I resigned my seat. My child was born, very happy. Next election, I ran again. Became elected the deputy reeve of the municipality, the village of Barry's Bay, and served full term and worked hand in hand with community people and with every member of council, because you cannot do it alone. One person can make a difference, but a team can change the world. I recently retired 41 years in the same job, but it wasn't a job, it was a calling. It was where I was supposed to be. And how many of us can honestly say that we live and work in a community where we can be made and called upon to do something? We all can, because you are all awesome people. And you make me awesome. All those years I worked at Valley Manor as activities director, they taught me more than I could ever learn in a book or anywhere else in the world. I heard their stories, their triumphs, their issues, their problems, their concerns. And I listened, and that's what I do. I listen. And when I help, I can. To me, and I'm going to read this because I answered this to a local organization, our most important asset is community. It is not being promoted or protected adequately, as evidenced by the acute shortage of housing, the lack of support for economic development, the limited options to maintain social, physical, and mental health, and the need for ongoing protection of our pristine environment. The first step for me in answering and addressing these concerns, and many others, because there are thousands of concerns, the first step is to actively listen to the stakeholders, to you, and together develop the acronym, the SMART plan. SMART, S, specific. M is measurable. A is achievable. R is relevant. And T is time-bound. And that has been successful throughout many organizations and many powers throughout the world. And so it's nothing new. It's just something we have to do. Our community is important. And I know I'm going to get the alarm clock.
Yes, very soon.
Okay. So in order for me to stop what I'm saying, I do have brochures here. They're at the front. I have been going door to door throughout the municipalities. And to hear you people and speak to people, I'm overwhelmed. I thank you. If you think I am your quality candidate, then vote. Check the blank. Mary blank.
Our next candidate is Carl Bromwich. Carl?
Good evening, and thanks for coming out. Appreciate it. I'm Carl Bromwich. I've been from the city. I moved here about 45 years ago. Married a young lady from the local young lady, had a family, and brought with me some experience with multinational corporations. I worked in accounts receivable for Mallory Battery, which is now Duracell, for 5 years. Went on to Kaiser Aluminum Chemical Corporation for 5 years as sales office supervisor, service manager, inventory control, took courses at Ryerson Technical Institute, which is now a university. I went to Waterloo University for courses in earth sciences as being an environmentalist. And as soon as I came up here with my girlfriend at the time, who is now my wife, as soon as I turned the corner into Willow, I said, I want to live here. And she started crying. Don't bring me back here, please. I dragged her back. We built a home out of an old 1875 log building, recycled it, went on to be the only non-political entity in 34 municipalities putting the 3R program together through Renfrew County, spent 2 years at about 125 council meetings under the auspices of Audrey Green, trying to protect the environment. And we were part. I was part of the two-man steering committee that finalized the 3R program that we enjoy today. We were at the signing down in Kingston with the Ministry of Environment for the check to start this whole program. Then went on the road for a dog and pony show with worms eating food, showing the kids how to recycle. And that's my involvement in the environment, because when I moved here, the environment was the most important thing to us. And it still is. Every decision we make at council, we take into the account that the environment is very, very pristine and can't be destroyed. So feel confident that your council is working on that on a daily basis. Now, I've been a councillor here for almost 10 years. This is my third council I presided with, and changes have been absolutely enormous since the day I started to today. I never saw a help wanted ad in the paper when I started. Today, you can't get workers. I've been chair of every committee except water and wastewater. So I've got my feet wet in economic development, recreation, into fire prevention, policing, and it's been an education, let me tell you. You get the real story behind a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff that's been said here tonight, it's a little bit stretched as far as the imagination goes, but we are addressing some of these issues behind the scenes. And without the help of a professional staff that we have a full staff now of very professional people, we allow them to bring us the answers that we're requesting. And then we make the decision at the council table as whether they're right or wrong. We also have a guidebook that we use in every decision we make. It's called a strategic plan. I started out with a strategic plan 10 years ago. It was old. In the second council, we put another strategic plan together to the year 2019. Last year in 2020, we came up with a corporate strategy policy where we asked everybody, probably everybody in this room and all across the whole township, for 3 nights to give us their input. What do they want? What are their needs? And we listened and we wrote it into the strategic plan. And every day when we make decisions, we go by that plan. It's not something we dream up at night and say, oh, we want this, we want that. It's written down and it's on the website if anybody wants to look for it. So we're trying to achieve things. But then at 2020, what happened? COVID. There goes all our programs for recreation. No meetings. We had to go home and sit in our long johns and do our meetings over Zoom. Never got to talk to people face to face. But we persevered, and we got the jobs done. Just to make it really quick here, I'm going to finish off. We had priorities in the last 4 years to get our capital projects done, so that we wouldn't be stuck with a big bill next year. Our priority next year is to keep taxes low. We got a recession maybe coming. We're working on it. We have a plan. Thank you very much.
Our next speaker is Hannah Domagala.
Good evening. My name is Hannah Domagala, and I am the newest face in town. I don't have roots here, but I am Polish, and I speak perfectly Polish, but I also speak German and English. I am here. We just finished building a house in Barry's Bay, so you will see more of us. And I am a balance between all those candidates. Why? Because I have worked for municipalities for 10 years and with municipalities for 10 years. I've been on both sides of the table. I have not been a councillor, and I obviously don't have 40 years of experience because I am only 45. But I have what it takes to know where the balance is, and I am efficient. Because I never go over time, and I don't talk about flowery stuff. I talk about concrete things. I'm not going to overpromise because I don't want to. because that's not how it works. I do. It has been said before that what the public sees is not always what the township sees, and that is true, and that is what I know because I've worked for and with councils and with cities and the regions. My background is in architecture. I've graduated with a Master of Architecture degree. I have worked as a planner in urban design. So the way things are, the way people, how they interact, where they interact, how our places look is very dear to me. When we talk about leadership, I say lead by example. Environment, we built our house of 700 square feet. Who can say that? A brand new house. We own one car. We have still two kids at home, but we make it happen somehow. It's not easy, but that's the choice we make. It's about efficiency in your budget, in your daily life, in the environment. You know, why do we have plastic bottles here? It's a choice. It's safety, yes, but it's a balance that we always have to take every day of our lives. And as council, we are responsible for people. So are we going to make everybody happy? No. Am I here to promise you that I'm going to make every one of you happy? No. But I'm going to make decisions that I'm going to stand by. And what my priorities are is looking for the future. I love this place for what it is. It is the history. It is the environment, obviously. It is the people. But I want to look for the future. I'm here in the point of my life where my kids are grown up. I have a grandson. I can look forward and I can look backward. I offer you my best, my experience and my skills, my knowledge gained here and abroad in Canada and in Europe. I have been, you know, a junior at 15, starting my first job, and I have been a director at a national level project. So I know how what it means to have pressure, to be, you know, very, you know, put on the spot all the time. But I also know what it is to have to find a balance, how to do things wrong, how to be a single mom, how to be an immigrant. I've done it all. Am I done? No. And I want to come to you and ask you, just like probably all those people, what is it that you want? Because in the end, council is not about what I want. It's about what you want or what kind of the best solution is between what all of us want. What do I want? I want a library that is the community hub, that is the spot where people come. We have a great library. I've been to it already. I've used it, but it's way too small. It's inaccessible. It needs to be better. This is where places are going. Do we need to reinvent the wheel? No. Madawaska Valley is unique, but it is also a township like so many others. Why do we not take best practices from elsewhere and put it in here? You know, The solution for all the campers and the residents and the non-residents, we as council candidates get emails from residents and non-residents, and there's always this push and pull between the two, right? How do you find that balance between how the tax money is spent? That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, you know, how to make our places more beautiful, more connected. We have all these beautiful spaces here in Barry's Bay and in Combermere, but to walk between them, to make sure that everybody knows them, you know, I came to Barry's Bay numerous times before I knew that there was a water tower park. Why? Because nobody sees it, right? It's somewhere, and same with Lakeshore Park. I look forward to the redevelopment that's going to happen. With my planning and design background, I certainly hope that I could give back and contribute to, you know, beautification of our streetscape. But it's in the money. In the end, it's in the money. How much budget are we willing to spend on this type of stuff versus on this type of stuff? And I'm looking forward to working on the next strategic plan. I am now almost through reading all the strategic documents that are posted on the website. So I have read the asset management plan and so on. And I do see that the township has done a lot of good things. So I'm not going to redo that. I'm going to look forward to the future. Why are the kids not staying? Because it's just not cool enough for them. Ask them, right? What are they lacking? Entertainment, they're lacking housing, they're lacking a reason to stay here, right? I have met people, young people, who have stayed here because they do appreciate what the Madawaska Valley has to offer. I want more of that. So I'm going to, just like somebody else has said here, bring in. Can we do it here with our declining population? No. We need to bring in some more resources. We need to bring in money. We need to bring in people. Are we ready for it? Do I want to change Madawaska Valley? No. But I want to make sure that the economic development happens. And it doesn't happen by just sitting and waiting for things to happen. We need to go after the attractions. We need to go after the money. And we need to go after the expertise and the county and the province. Because a lot of the things that are being talked about here, long-term care and housing, are not really the township's responsibility. We can enact bylaws in terms of zoning and other incentives that can help those topics, but it's really about provincial and county money, so we need to lobby, and that's what I can do. I have lobbied before, I have been, you know, in front of the public, and I have been knocking on doors, and I can do that for Madawaska Valley. Again, I have the energy, I have the experience, so if you are looking for a candidate with all of that, please vote Hannah. Thank you very much.
Next speaker is Andre Kaminsky. Andre?
Okay, I'd like to thank Sean and Karen for this event, and for all the people that are here, and especially my wife, to put up with me again running for council, because it's a lot on her too. And I like to thank my wife too. I was born and raised in Toronto with a Polish heritage. My father was president of the Polish Army Air Cadets Association, which influenced me in a strong and moral foundation. As a youth, I was involved in the Air Cadets, 618 Squadron. Moved on with the rank of flight sergeant at the age of 17. Then I joined the Governor General Horse Guards Militia. I attended Humber College as an architect for architectural design and went on to own a construction business, then owning three restaurants in Mississauga and Toronto. After spending summers in Barry's Bay helping my parents run their restaurant, run their resort, Gun Mountain Chateau, I fell in love with the community. So I moved my family to reside in this beautiful Madawaska Valley. My son was born in Cumbermere and is involved in hockey. Attends high school in Barry's Bay. Since moving, I have had a trucking company, Canada All-Stars Trucking and AJ Construction. And I have attracted hundreds of people and tourists into Madawaska Valley area to visit Gun Mountain Chateau. Many return, and some even moved into the area to call Madawaska their home. My hope is to inspire people to experience the beauty of the area and fall in love with the community with all the promote and will promote the community and small businesses. I've had my shares of ups and downs, but for the love of this great community and the love from this community, I have a very lovely family, a businessman. I volunteer in the Madawaska Valley Fire Department as a firefighter and head coach for the Madawaska Valley U18 hockey team. My goal is to listen to the people and their needs, concerns, thus making our community a better place to visit and live. Heritage and culture are very close to my heart. Like my father, organized many important ceremonies. He also knew the importance of impact preserving our heritage for the future generations, same as your father's. The Madawaska Valley was funded by pioneers, people like you and me, who wanted to create a better life for their children. These people were of Polish, Irish, German, Finnish, and many other backgrounds. We need to reunite that spark, especially in our youth, to get them interested in our heritages. We need to find a way to lower our taxes for all. We need to find a way to lower our ridiculous prices for water and wastewater services. We need to find a better way to build affordable homes. We need to find a way to, we need to address the concerns for our senior elders. We need to listen and concerns of all the people of Madawaska Valley. The pioneers of yesterday cleared the roads for the people of today. And we need to keep those roads open for our future generations. All new present and pioneers of Madawaska Valley must never forget it belongs to all of you. This is your home. This is your heritage. It is you that built Madawaska Valley. And together, we will make it better, even better than before. As long as we are united, we together will keep this valley beautiful and protect our heritage. like the generations before us. We are one people, and together we can stand and be proud to live in this great land, Madawaska Valley. I am not going to pretend that I know everything about municipal politics, but I can promise you that I will work on your behalf to find solutions to the problems we are facing. I have the experience of running several businesses over the years, and I know the people of Madawaska Valley work hard for their paychecks. If you elect me as a council, I will have an open door policy. My continuances will be encouraged to contact me with any problems they are up against. I have and will always continue to be for the people. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Andre. Next speaker, Shelley Micah.
Hi, everyone. It's been a while. I know most of the people in this room. At least I recognize your faces. So I will give a short summary of my background, but a lot of you know it. But for those that don't, I think you'll find that useful. So I was born and raised in Cumbermere, and come from a family of small business owners. So I'm very familiar with the challenges of small business owners, and most of those businesses service tourism, so it was a very important sector, and it still is, clearly. So I've recognized the need to support that industry. One of the things that I've heard throughout tonight is we're worried about our young people. Well, I was one of them young people. And when I graduated high school, like almost all of us, we had to leave because there was no jobs here. So that led me to the big old city of Toronto. And I lived there for almost 10 years, unfortunately, because I did not like it one bit. And that one thing about moving there is you certainly value what you left. I think growing up here, we take it for granted, and you don't quite realize how special it is until you leave. And while I was in Toronto, some employment background, I was in the staffing industry, worked in temporary staffing placement for a subsidiary of ADECO, if that means anything to anybody. From there, moved into permanent staffing, which is quote-unquote headhunting, for people that understand what that is. From there, I moved to Ottawa, continued in that background. At that time is when the high-tech sector was absolutely booming in Ottawa. Booming, you couldn't, I mean, people would fight for people just to try to find employees. And unfortunately, I was also there when it busted. And when it busted, it busted. It was just the most incredible thing. It was unbelievable, actually. It went one day you couldn't hire anybody because everybody was working. The next day, literally, Nortel announced 1,200 jobs were gone, and the rest of the sector within a month just died. So it was an opportunity. It was an opportunity that I was able to come home after more than a decade. And I was one of the very, very lucky ones from my generation that there just happened to be a position at the Barry's Bay This Week newspaper, who at that time was owned by Metroland, and they also owned the Bancroft newspaper. So lucky timing, luck. I had the experience. It wasn't who you knew necessarily. I actually did have the experience. So I worked there for over 5 years, which then led me to run for my first term of council when it was back in 2006. And like Mary, I was 35. Mary, I beat you by a year. Anyway, so I did that term. When that term was up, I ran in the following term. I was not successful. And from that point, had to get a job in Pembroke. So I worked for the radio station in Pembroke as an account executive selling advertising. And that's now Pure Country. It was Star 96 at that time. And I tried again. So I ran again, and I did serve term of council from 2014 to 2018. And after that was a rough term, I have to be very honest with you. And so I again ran, what just missed it by that much. And I decided I think I needed to take a little break, which I did. I took a year off to just reassess things. And unfortunately, what I didn't anticipate was a 2-year global pandemic. So that happened. So what I've done in the last few years is I've literally dedicated myself to taking a leadership role, building up the Cumbermere Recreation Committee, completely devoted to that. And, you know, our last event was CO Blitz. I was very successful, and we're very, very proud of that event. And that's something that I'll continue to be involved in. So it is important. And that leads me into... People talk about there's nothing to do, and they want the council to do this, and they want the council to do that. And I think we need to reflect back on the things that were built in this area when I was a kid, a generation before me. A lot of these recreational things were built by you, the community. It was through recreation committees. It was through fundraising. It was through putting on events. And there was lots of events. There was dances. There were different things. There were all the different sporting groups. And all of that was run through volunteerism because there wasn't the municipal money to pay hire people, hire employees, and run these organizations. And that's what creates a thriving community. And this is what we're trying to do with the Cumbermere Recreation Committee, to set to bring it back to the way these old committees were run. And it's wonderful. We're people are coming together. We are raising money that can then in turn be reinvested into recreation. So as a counselor, that is something I would highly encourage to try to bring back again. Something like Timberfest. Let's bring back Timberfest, but it requires an army of volunteers. So I see many people here that are interested in wanting things. That's a role the township can play. The township can play the role as a facilitator. They can bring people together. When we talk about, you know, a lot of the issues I've heard here tonight, and I'll reiterate actually what Hannah said, these are issues that are not that this level of government. We're all interested in it. Yes, it is. It's our town. But we have to understand that there's lower tier, upper tier, which is the county, provincial, and federal. Which brings me to one of my number one things that I think we need to do, and communication. So I think it starts with education. We need to communicate what role the township plays, what type of financial resources that we have that are realistic, because, you know, you can really have anything you want, but are you willing to pay 20, 30, 40, 50, 60% more in taxes? That's a community decision to be made. So that's the role that I bring to the table, to bring those discussions up.
Thank you very much.
Oh, sorry, went over 4 minutes. I should have wrote it down.
I'm trying to be...
Sorry.
No, thank you very much. The chair is trying to be flexible because, well, it's not always easy to stop a politician or a would-be politician in full flight. Our next speaker is... Joseph Olszewski. Joseph?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for making it out with all the mess and the hydro and that today. I wasn't sure how many people would actually show up, but I appreciate everybody here. And I guess everybody who's assuming to the young people, that is probably me. So a little bit about myself. I grew up here my whole life in Barry's Bay area, right? Bounced around, well know Barry's Bay. That's what it was. I went to high school here, graduated, got accepted into the University of Ottawa, civil engineering, stayed there for 5 years, graduated out of there with a degree in engineering and geology. Once I was finished my civil engineering degree at the University of Ottawa, I moved on, went to work for R.W. Tomlinson out of Ottawa, everybody knows, right? And that seems to be a big issue that the municipality is having. A lot of people are going out of town to work, right? And it's how do you retain workers in this town? And that's what I did. I didn't work here. I worked for R.W. Tomlinson out of Ottawa. Everybody had asked, well, why would you do that? Well, I can get a job here for $15 an hour at the Barry's Bay Dairy, or I can get a job at Tomlinson and get paid $70,000 a year. Which one are you going to take, right? So... That's what I did in that sense. I was a project manager at R.W. Tomlinson for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. I did multiple large projects, paved Highway 401, one First time in Tomlinson's history. I was the project manager on the job. We won Highway Paver of the Year for the highest quality asphalt laid in that year. We completed lots of projects there, major infrastructure. Then I sort of got tired of that because you can only go on so long making, you know, so much money. And I sort of said, I guess I'll come back here and, you know, buy an excavator and do my own thing, right? So here I am. I live in the municipality now, right? Everybody talks about development. I own a construction company. I do development and construction all over Renfrew County. We build roads, bridges, do various things, water and sewer, right? I work with developers every day, some of the biggest ones around, right? We've built subdivisions in Petawawa. We've done developments on Main Street in Pembroke, right? So I understand the challenges from the developers end on why. Like everything, it's hard for a developer to develop a piece of land and make it affordable. And that's what's something that should be addressed. And yes, everybody says there's different tiers of government and there's different ways to deal about it. But if you look at the money that has to be spent to take a 100-acre block and turn it into 100 lots, right? The money that has to be put into that, a developer isn't going to do it for nothing. And the problem is that the price point that a developer has to get, no young people could afford to buy it, or the people who have worked at this community their whole lives, piling lumber at Murray's or working at the hardware store and working at the Metro, the ones who keep the community going, right? And those are the people that we have to look out for. And I feel that I bring an asset to the municipality in the sense that I understand money well, and I understand processes dealing with all these different levels of government. I've dealt with everybody from federal to municipal, and that's the assets I bring to the municipality. And thank you very much, and have a great evening.
Thank you very, very much, Joseph. You are a brave young man, that's all I can say. David Schulist, our next to last speaker. David?
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. I am a proud fifth-generation Madawaska Valley citizen. I was born and raised in a little town of Wilno. My life experience has taken me to many places in Canada where I have lived in Ottawa, Renfrew, Haley Station, Stewart, British Columbia, Thompson, Manitoba, Duncan, B.C. on Vancouver Island. I hitchhiked across our beautiful country from coast to coast in the early 70s, where I learned a lot about our country. One summer, Wilno to Halifax, and the next summer, Wilno to Vancouver. Having lived in many places in my younger days, I have learned how other communities live in Canada. After meeting my future wife, Diana, from Detroit, Michigan, we married and we settled down in the hills of Wilno in the mid-70s where we still live. There is nothing greater than moving back home to your roots and raising a family where we raised our daughter Jennifer, and she also hopes to move back to the Madawaska Valley someday with her husband Joseph, who live and work in Cambridge, Ontario. Since settling down back home, I got involved in the community where I wanted to make a difference. I became the founding president of the Wilno Heritage Society in 1998. Under my leadership, the community built the Wilno Heritage Park and Museum to honor our area pioneers. Under my leadership, I created the Kashub Festival, where the community celebrates our rich local Kashubian heritage, which dates back to 1858. As a heritage buff and a multicultural guy who is connected to six European cultures, Kashubian, Scottish, Irish, Polish, German, and English, I created our local Opiongo Heritage Cup hockey tournament, Nations Cup of Curling, and the Multicultural Golf Tournament using sports to promote our local heritage. Proud to be Canadian and proud of our cultural roots. From each event, there were great economical benefits to our business community. My business experience, along with my wife Diana, we became entrepreneurs and started several local businesses such as Rainbow Rafts, Rock on Drywall Paint and Window Blinds Store and a Company, an international golf website called Two Guys Who Golf. Now, my municipal experience, I was elected as the mayor of Madawaska Valley in 2010 and was elected as a councillor in 2018. And with your support, I would like to serve another term and be re-elected to the position of councillor for the 2022 and 2026 term. One of the top priorities of the township's needs to address is our landfill situation, where new growth is putting a large stress on the lifespan of our landfill site. Our current council is working on it and hopes to be on the next council. I hope to be on the next council to address this with solutions. Also, we need to address our need for affordable senior housing, and we need to encourage developers to fill these needs. We also need to ensure that we protect our greatest asset, and that is our lakes, rivers, ponds, and creeks. Without them being healthy, we could lose our greatest attraction to our area. If elected, I will continue to serve the community that I dearly love. I will bring my life, business, and municipal experience to the council table if re-elected. Thank you, and God bless.
And our final speaker, the very patient Liz Woozy. Liz?
Thank you, Sean. Good evening, everyone. So I'm not from here, and I'm not Polish. For those of you who don't know, I sold my big house in Peterborough 8 months ago and bought the Balmoral Hotel and moved into a hotel room. Try 200 square feet. For the past 5 months, I've worked 14 hours a day to get the restaurant and patio and bar up and running. By the time the dust settles, this will be close to a $2 million investment that I brought to the township. Thank you. My next project actually is going to be to start a brewery, so I wonder if anybody likes that idea. So the hotel has created 14 full-time jobs, a few part-time jobs. Next summer, I hope that with the patio up and going full-time, that many of our high school students will be working for me. The success of this project is proof that new life can be breathed into the community in a way that is economically viable and respectful of the local history. I love the Balmoral. She's just beautiful. So what does this mean for you? By voting for me, you get someone with 30 years business experience in many different industries. I've owned a publishing company. I've had retail stores. Recently, I produced consumer events. Some of you may have heard that I ran a sex show called Sexapalooza. You'd be right. But it was, in fact, a consumer show held at the Ottawa Convention Center, the Hamilton Convention Center, Minneapolis Convention Center, Columbus, Ohio Expo Center, across Canada, down in the States. I dealt with city-owned facilities. It was completely above board. I loved doing it. I loved creating that event, and that's something that I bring to the township, my ability to create events. I negotiated the contracts, purchased advertising, hired many people, sold exhibit space. I worked all the time. I like to work, actually. In case you're wondering if I'll have time to be on council, I will. I'll make time. They say that if you want something done, give it to somebody who's busy. By running for council, I'm offering my abilities to bring events and activities to the area. I'm eager also to use my problem-solving brain to work on our housing shortage. Almost every day I get calls from people asking if I have an apartment for rent, if I'll do a long-term hotel room. It really breaks my heart. So I have an idea, one idea that I'd like to bring to you. I've been in Rotary for about the last 14, 15 years down in Peterborough, and one of my fellow Rotarians, Susan Zambonin, is the CEO of Habitat for Humanity. She came up with a great project down there where they created a condo building. Now, you know that Habitat for Humanity generally does single-family homes. And she found it frustrating that over 2 years, her first 2 years, they only built four houses. So she came up with an idea of doing a condo building. So they created 34 affordable units in Peterborough. You had to have lived in Peterborough for, I believe it was 12 months, to be able to buy in. Your mortgage was based on your income. And then if you weren't able to get a full mortgage for your unit, Habitat for Humanity held a second mortgage, interest-free, no payments. It was a great, great project. They brought 34 families into it. I spoke to her recently because I wanted to learn more about it, and they're now looking at three more properties. She's since put me in touch with the CEO of Habitat for Humanity out of Ottawa because they cover Barry's Bay and the township of Madawaska Valley. Even if you don't elect me to council, I'd be very happy to work on this project with whoever you do put on council. I'm not just talk. I have ideas and solutions to some, but not all of the problems here, I'm sure. The ones I don't know about, the ones that you'll tell me about, I will work with council, municipal staff, and stakeholders to figure out collaborative solutions. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you'll vote for me next month.
Well, 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 thank you all nine. I mean, that was, I've never known a parliamentary caucus to be this well-behaved, so I'm looking at the clock. I know you're sitting there thinking, oh, it's getting on, it's 10 to 9, so here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to have a question period for this group of nine for 25 minutes. Through till 9:15, which means we will have honored our two-hour commitment. And what you don't see where you are, but I look at all the time, is there's Mike, my friend Mike, with the Branch 406 hospitality table. And I just have the feeling that Mike, by 9:15, would be happy to minister to your liquid needs, should you have any. With 25 minutes, that should give us 7 or 8 questions. So, question, I see a hand. But now, sir, in fairness, you've asked a question. I'd like to recognize, if I can, people who haven't yet asked a question. Sorry, that doesn't mean you're not going to get your question. But anybody who hasn't yet asked a question wants to come up here to this microphone. Because I'm seeing Mr. Best. Mr. Best, you have won the auction. Come forward. Trying to keep these now to, a 3-minute question, answer.
Thank you, Mr. Conway. My name is still Al Best. My question this evening will be directed to an incumbent, Councillor Bromwich. And I apologize for this, actually, because I would really like to direct it to all 9 candidates. But here we go, Mr. Bromwich. Climate change and environmental degradation. Municipal Council has an important role to play on this matter. By 2023, Municipal Council must pass a comprehensive bylaw. And what I would like to say is that so the importance of the comprehensive bylaw has to be using scientific information and use that scientific information to both inform us and to make rational decisions and take action when creating the comprehensive bylaw. So my question to you, sir, simply is, will you commit tonight to following scientific information in both informing the public and in creating this comprehensive bylaw?
Thank you very much for that. Okay, my situation is I will not commit to anything I can't deliver. Secondly, I will not discuss any bylaw, writing of any bylaw, approving any bylaw, committing to any bylaw outside of a council table. I'm not going to start saying yes, scientific information is coming to us showing the end of the world is coming in 2023. We better do something about it. I took 2 years of earth science courses from the University of Waterloo, from one of the leading proponents of climate change, the end of the world. I went to a meeting of the National Research Council to hear my professor talk to 600 geologists and scientists about how the end of the world was going to happen in 50 years. That was 65 years ago. He said there would be no snow on the ground after the year 2000. I had 600 scientists and geologists sitting beside me that had a heck of a lot more information to share with him than I could, and they all scoffed at him and laughed at him and said, not this again. So I have a little bit of apprehension about the statement that our world is coming to an end. I'm going to hold my opinion to an expert. When it comes time that we are obliged to put a comprehensive bylaw together, we'll be using a consultant to determine what type of bylaw that will be, somebody with knowledge and scientific component being put into it. But I will not commit to any suggestion that I would commit tonight without going through council. Thank you.
Are you telling me something? No hands?
Want a drink?
Oh, Percy Brett. Yes, sir. Donald Olszewski, I believe.
You're my goalie, remember?
God, don't remind anybody of that, Donald.
Just to the west of us here, we have the Lakeshore Park, and I don't know the name of the road here. But when I travel down it, I'm not very enticed by the environmental aspects of it, the development aspects of it. And really, I don't find it all that appealing. Today I was in Bancroft, and I looked at the infrastructure, albeit relatively economical to construct, and I actually was pleasing to the eye. Similarly, the mill bridge in Killaloe, every time I look at the Beavertail thing there, I can stop and look. When I drive down here to the west of us, 500 feet or whatever, how much, Joseph? I'm not enthralled. Now, I realize that a lot of the candidates here have talked about fiscal responsibility, and I fully recognize that option is not available for every nicety we like to have. But we have not exploited one of the nicer vistas in the Madawaska Valley. It sits there, I don't want to say eyesore, but almost an eyesore. And I would like to congratulate David Shulis for the Marnik Trail. I think that you initiated that, David, at one point in time. It was the first step from the causeway to, I guess, the water treatment plant that would want someone to bicycle down. Joseph, you're in infrastructure, albeit keeping things
on. I take it your question will be to Joseph?
To Joseph, yes.
All right.
What infrastructure ideas would you have? Sean, I think my math is up.
So the question is, what ideas does Joseph have about infrastructure locally?
I'd like to see something done.
Yeah, good. Joseph?
Alrighty, so ideas to clean up the park, right? Yes, it is a little bit of an eyesore. Yes, it could be improved, right? But the responsibility of a councillor or a mayor of a municipality is to be responsible with the municipality's money, right? So we aren't going to go, in my opinion, I don't feel that it makes sense to throw out large sums of money to improve the infrastructure of the Lakeshore Park at this point in time, because we're dealing with a lot of other issues at hand, right? The other thing is if it had improvement, we have a municipal staff of township workers running around, right? If they have a spare day, you send them there, you know. Clean it up. It isn't hard. Buy a load of topsoil, put it on, right? But it's a cost-effective matter is what I think is important. All right, and that's my answer.
Yes. I think that's Joanne Olson.
My question, Joanne Billings Olson. My question actually is for Joseph as well. I'm just thrilled to think that there is a young person who is willing to come forward. So my question really is, most people here know I work in healthcare. I returned to the area to retire. I'm working harder now than I ever did my entire life. So, Joseph, here's a question. You went away to school, so did I. You came back, right? Do you have any friends that you can bring back? Because we need young professionals, and boy, do we need young professionals in healthcare. Are you single? Could we get you a girlfriend? We can laugh about that, but there are communities that did that in order to get their health professionals. Just saying.
There's some good questions out in the crowd here tonight, not gonna lie. So as far as it goes to get younger people such as myself, right, to come back to the municipality, I came back because I loved the municipality. And I came back because I had an opportunity to come back to the municipality and do well for myself. And that's what we have to try and move forward and make happen to attract more people back to the municipality. And it's one step is affordable housing. And affordable housing is number one always, because if somebody can't afford to buy the house, why would they come back to the municipality? Number two is there has to be like a point where somebody can afford to live here off of a wage that you would make here. Because as a young person such as myself, in order to save up enough money to put a down payment on a home or buy groceries, working at a hardware store or even working at my own construction company, right, my own employees, for them to be able to put it together, it's a lot of work and they have to scrounge. So that's something that has to be looked at. And I'm not sure how to go about it, and I will discuss with anybody else who is running for council, and we'll consult with the community for ideas. Because I have ideas, but I'm not 100% sure, right? And I need to listen to the people of your input, what you think works. Communication is key when it comes to handling issues, and that's what I stand behind.
I mean, I didn't think we needed permission from the censor board to anticipate some of these questions, Joanne, so thank you very much, because we do advertise ourselves, particularly the library, as a family-oriented program, which is where I think you were going with that question. I get a growing sense that maybe one, maybe two questions before we get to Mike's hospitality wagon.
No more questions for Joseph
Olszewski. No more questions, he says. I see two hands, and I'm going to take them. Paul, and you, sir, because you have you first, because you haven't had a chance to ask a question. And then, Paul, you are going to get the last question, because that'll take us to, as Leonard Cohen said, closing time.
Hello. Hi. My name is Ewald Bengel. I'm new to the area. I've only been here over about 2 years. And my question is for, I guess, Mary. It doesn't really matter who I ask, but I figure she's got more experience. My concern is, I've been here 2 years. The first year I put my name at the hospital for a new doctor, and I still haven't got a new doctor. Been waiting for a call. I'm from Oshawa area. I have to go back there to see my doctor, unless I see him on Zoom or get a phone call. Hard to do your blood pressure that way, but we have to do what we have to do. Thank you.
And I think on this one, I'm going to break my own rule. The question is to Mary, but I'm quite happy to have a quick response from anyone else on what is, I think, a very real issue in this
sure.
community. So, Mary?
Doesn't matter. Okay.
Healthcare. I was involved in healthcare for all my working life. I've seen the abuse of it. I've seen the neglect. I have seen the problems surrounding financing, and a lot of it comes from our government, not our municipal government, but from our federal and provincial. We work together as community to build these places, to build a hospital, to build Valley Manor, to have the nurses being able to go from place to place within our municipality. And the council in the past has been a part of a doctor recruitment program, and that will be revamped and renewed with a new council. But it involves more than just the council. It involves everybody in the community to work together to the point that we can and will be able to access better doctors, better nurses, and total better health care system for people here. Towns do it. Places, you probably read about Goderich and places like that. It's where they are related to. They are in the Kawarthas. They have a much more richer valley, richer programs, richer things going on there. So a lot of people more are attracted there. What we have to attract here are the doctors, the nurses, the healthcare workers, the PSWs, the kitchen workers, the people that clean the floors, the people that do all these things. We have to have a place for them to live. We have to have a place for their children to play, to go to school. We also have to have the infrastructure to keep them here, rather than the 2-year or 3-year commitment that they presently make through government. So as a group, we need to get our community involved. We need to do this head on, all together.
Thank you very much. I don't like to break my own rules, but anybody else want to make any comment about this doctor situation? Because it is, as we used to say, of urgent and pressing necessity, it seems, everywhere.
You don't have to. I just thought anybody particularly... All right.
Paul, you get the last question.
Hi again. Liz, I'm going to direct this question to you. And so tonight we've talked about money problems in the township, trying to create ways of generating or bringing money in. You talked about Habitat of Humanity, and you came into Barry's Bay. You spend a lot of your money in your business expertise. Is there any way that you would consider, perhaps, if you were elected into council, to speak with the other councillors and with transparency to all the townsfolk, to try to perhaps have a lotto, like they do, say, in the cities, where they could have a lot donated by the township, perhaps, and to have contractors and suppliers perhaps donate materials and time to, say, build a building. It doesn't have to be a mansion. And raffle it off like they do in the cities. I don't know what's all involved in that, but in bringing something like that into Barry's Bay, and if you spent, like, say, $100, $200 on a ticket or whatever, and generated the money that you needed to sell all the tickets, and then some person, whoever it may be, wins that prize for, a home for $200 or whatever, and then all the money that's generated from that can go into building things, to helping with perhaps rebuild on repairs for the arena, or anything and everything that's included in the Madawaska Valley.
Thank you very much, Liz. You get the last word.
I get the last word. Last one up, last one on the ballot, last question. My goodness. I hope I'm not the last one that you think about, though. So I think what you're talking about is a raffle. And I know a little bit about these from my years with the Rotary, because we used to do raffles all the time. And so that's a provincial thing, and the municipalities actually look after that and give a license for it. I'm not sure, because I'm new at this, I can find out. I'm not sure if the municipality can actually do their own raffle or if it has to be a nonprofit. Because I believe that in the province of Ontario, raffles have to be run by nonprofits, unfortunately. So are you talking about just raising money for housing?
Raising money for repairs to whatever, right? Just for bringing money in.
So you're talking about the township then creating income outside of our tax base. Well, I actually, because I've done events and I know how much money they can actually make, I haven't thought this through, so this is just preliminary. Please bear with me. But I do see that there's a need for events and activities in the township. And if I was elected, I would want to create a position, hire somebody, and that's all that they would do is do events. I mean, I did probably 8 a year by myself, a couple of staff to help me at the shows themselves. They're not hard to do. It's not rocket science. And they gave me a very good income. I think I would do the same thing here. I would hire somebody. We'd have more events. That would create an income for us, which then could be put back into the community. Does that answer your question, Paul?
Well, it answers the chair's understanding of the question.
Listen, thank you very much. We're coming up on adjournment time. I want to say most sincerely many, many thanks to these wonderful candidates, both for the mayoralty and for council, who, as has been said earlier, have put themselves out there in all the danger that that sometimes poses at meetings like this, Mr. Yantha. You've been a wonderful audience. Thank you so much. You've been really, really good. And remember, voting day is October 24th. There are some early voting opportunities. But again, thank you all to candidates, to the Legion, to Karen, and to the library people. Make sure you think this over. Get out and vote. Encourage your neighbors to vote. We're adjourned, and the Legion Hospitality Wagon awaits you.
I know this is against protocol, but let's have a big hand for Sean Conway. Didn't he do a great job?
Thank you very much.
And so ends the all-candidates debate held last night, September 13th, at the Royal Canadian Legion in Barry's Bay. The Mattawaska Valley Township municipal election will be held on October 24th, and at this point, we can only imagine how it all turns out. We'd like to thank the Royal Canadian Legion, branch number 406, and particularly Heather and Mike Poliquin, who manage the Legion, Karen Filipowski, the CEO of the Mattawaska Valley Library, who organized the debate, and Sean Conway, who moderated the evening. I'm Lauren Conway, and for the producer of the Upyongo Line, Barry Conway, we can't urge you enough. Be the best citizen you can be, especially if you live in Mattawaska and Upyongo River Valleys, by getting out there on October 24th and vote for those quality candidates. Good night and good luck.